It's time for Rhema for Today.
And his child died at about 9 years, one of them, at about 9 years of age. So that must not be so. I said, Mama, that don't have a thing that will do with the Bible. The word of God is true. The 91st Psalm said, no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. And I vaccinated both of my kids with the 91st Psalm when they were born. Some people wait too late. Amen. I vaccinated them with the 91st Psalm when they were born.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, The ABCs of Bible Faith, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Then I had him to read 1 Peter 2:24. Done that many a time. Said, always work for everybody, everybody that accepts it. Haven't you talked to people about being saved and told them Jesus already died for them and rose from the dead for them? And the salvation belonged to them? Did it work for them? Every one of them that accepted it. See, praise God. Amen. But I'd say this, the majority of times, I got those people healed right on the spot. But then some of them, even after reading all the scripture, read it themselves. Well, now I don't know. You know, I knew Brother so-and-so. He was a preacher. Fine man of God. He's sick nearly all his life. Well, that doesn't do away with the word of God. I don't know how come him sick. Bless his heart. Another lady said, well, yeah, but now my uncle, John. Now he was a preacher, fine man, and said he never did preach but about 20 years, and then he's sick about 30 years and finally died. Well, I said, what's that got to do with Matthew 8:17? Amen. I'm sure Uncle John was a fine man. I'm glad he was. I'm happy that he's up in heaven shouting with the angels and walking up and down the streets of gold. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's got nothing to do with this. Maybe he didn't know about that. Maybe he didn't know about that. Maybe he didn't know the word. I remember when, before we had the polio vaccine. And there's so much, in some area, just a polio epidemic. And I remember my own dear mother, bless her heart, was visiting us. I'd always take the family with me in the summertime. And Ken and Pat, you see, were just youngsters. Oh, I don't know, 8, 10 years old, something like that. And so we would be gone then all the summer. And then during school year, while they were home, my wife was with them. And I traveled alone. And so my mother's visiting us. And so we're sitting at the breakfast table. She's asking me where I'm going this summer. I said, well, I'm going here. We're going to hold a meeting here. Then I'm going to another place. And when I mentioned this other place, she almost jumped out of a chair. Why, son, he said, you're not going to take your children there, are you? I said, oh, yeah, they're going with me all summer. Why, she said, I heard on the radio there's a polio epidemic on. I mean, I heard on the radio that they're even considering closing down all the places of amusement. Because it's a polio, so many getting a polio. And you going to take your children to that? I said, well, certainly, Mama. I said, neither one of my children ever had polio. And the poor dear just jumped up out of the chair and grabbed her heart. Said, oh, that just makes me hurt here. What makes you talk like that? I said, the word of God. See, I got to talk the same to Mama as I do you. Amen. I have to talk the same to everybody as I do you. For the word of God's the same. I said, well, now, she said, son, said, you remember Brother so-and-so, Brother S., pastor, minister of the gospel? Yeah, I said, I knew him. Lived within two houses of my grandpa, just one house between him and us. Yeah. Well, now, he's a fine man of God, preacher, pastor, and one of his children died 9 years of age. I said, Mama, that don't have a thing in the world to do with the Bible. Maybe he didn't know what I know. I know he's a fine man of God. I know he loved God. I remember he came to visit me one time when I was sick after we moved. Because, see, I was bedfast 16 months, 17 months almost. And I was, we moved after I'd been bedfast about 9 months. We moved from 405 North College Street to 903 East Greenville Street, in the city of McKinney, Texas. And Reverend S lived just one house, you know, one house between us and his. And I was bedfast there then for 8 months. You see. So he came over and visited one time. And he talked about the weather and told a few jokes and left. So I'm just nearly sure he didn't know about this. For if he had known about it, he'd have probably told me. But he didn't tell me one thing that helped me. He thought those jokes would cheer me up. Something funny, you know. Wasn't bad jokes, you know, just funny. Amen. Never even prayed. Well, did you ask him to pray? No, I didn't ask him to pray. After hearing him talk, I sure didn't want to have him to pray. Yet Mama used him for an illustration that it must not be God's will because he's a fine Christian man. And he was. And pastor. He wasn't pastor right at that time, but he had. And his child died at about 9 years, or one of them, at about 9 years of age. So that must not be so. I said, Mama, that don't have a thing that will do with the Bible. The word of God is true. The 91st Psalm said, no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. And I vaccinated both of my kids with the 91st Psalm when they were born. Some people wait too late. Amen. I vaccinated them with the 91st Psalm when they were born. And so, well, maybe so, she said, maybe so. I said, don't maybe so about it, Mama. I know so. See, faith is built on facts. The facts of God's word. Now, this man that we referred to in that 14th chapter of Acts, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, the Bible said. The same had faith to be healed. He had faith to be healed. Where did he get it? From what he heard? Why did he hear? The Bible said he heard the gospel. Then you see people can be healed just because they heard the gospel. And faith will come. Glory to God. And you could go anybody. Wouldn't have to be called of God. Wouldn't have to be anointed of God. Of course, people are anointed to God to minister healing. They're gifts of the Spirit, manifestation of the Holy Ghost. But you wouldn't have to be called of God. Wouldn't have to be anointed of God. Wouldn't have to have anything except just know what the Bible said. You could take that same message to the sick and get them healed. Praise God. I met a Baptist doctor in California. In fact, he didn't even have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Got the baptism of the Holy Ghost during my meeting. But we went to eat with him. In fact, I ate, my wife and I went into their home to eat. This Baptist doctor said, well, I learned about divine healing from the Episcopalians. He didn't even know about the Pentecostals and what they believed in. But he learned from the Episcopalians about divine healing. And he only took people, you see, patients by appointment. And so he would skip after the meeting got started. Well, he'd skip that 10 o'clock hour and come from 10 to 11. I noticed he'd get up and leave at 11 every day. And so finally I found out who he was. But he said to me, he said, I always ask my patients. Now there's a college in it. I teach the college Bible class. I have, anywhere from 400 to 600 college students in my Bible class every Sunday. The whole Sunday school in the Baptist church run about 4,000 in that town. And he had about 600, sometime more than that, in his class. And so he said, any patients that comes to my office, this Baptist doctor said, didn't even have the Baptist Holy Ghost. He said, I have my Bible open right there on my desk. I have it open, he said, to Isaiah 53. And he said, I say to every patient, you know you could be healed by God and wouldn't have to have any of this medicine. No, I didn't know that. Well, he said, the first thing I do is find out whether they're saved or not. And he said, I average leading anywhere from 3 to 10 people to the Lord every single day in my office. That's pretty good, isn't it? Amen. He said, they'll say, well, I'm a member of the Baptist church. And I say to him, well, I am too. But that don't save you. Have you been born again? Well, no, I just joined the church when I was a little boy or a little girl, and I thought, I say, because in the church. No, he said, I was that way too. And I found out one day I wasn't born again. You need to be born again. They said, well, how do you do that? He said, I get right down on my knees with them in the office, pray with them. And then he said, here somebody comes, you know, and I asked them if they've been born again. They don't, what are you talking about? Well, are you a Christian? Well, I belong to Presbyterian Church. Well, he said, I belong to the Baptist Church, but that don't make you a Christian. Have you ever been born again? Well, if I have, I don't know it. And so he gets them saved, praise God. And then he said, here's somebody comes from the Episcopal Church. And he said, some of them know they're born again, some of them don't, from different churches, you see. And those that don't, I get them born again. And then I tell them, now you can be healed, you know, can I? And I'll read to them, have them to read. And he said, I'll pray with people, lay hands on them there in the office, some every day nearly, and get some of them healed. But he said, what amazes me is even the full gospel people, all of them would rather spend their money, take shots, have a case diagnosed, than to be healed. And I offered even to the Pentecostals and the full gospel folks. I always offered to them to pray for them, get them healed by the power of God. He said, and he went on to tell me, he said, the greatest, now see, this isn't some wild-eyed Pentecostal talking, this is a Baptist doctor talking. He said, I've had one fellow raised from the dead. Boy, I'll tell you, I'd like to have a doctor like that. Amen, wouldn't you? He said, a fellow, friend of mine here in town, I mean, said he's the same, goes to the same church I do, the Baptist church, a certain Baptist church. And he said, I know he's born again because I questioned him closely, prayed with him, we had many good times of prayer together. I diagnosed the case. I knew that he was just in a serious condition, but I sent him to a larger city. I phoned a friend of mine who's a heart specialist. This man is more of a general practitioner, you see. And so I sent him to the specialist. I called the specialist because I knew the man. He's my brother in the Lord. He's not able to pay. And so I don't even charge him. And he said, I called the specialist and told him, said, Fred, I'm sending so-and-so down there. Now I want you to give him, and I want you to send me what you think about it. I just want to be sure I'm doing everything going to be done, and I'm going to pay for it. I mean, he's a friend of mine, close personal friend.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled The Joshua Generation. We're also offering Craig Hagin's message, Put On All the Armor of God. Next is Lynette Hagin's teaching, What Should We Be Focusing On? And last is Denise Hagin Burns' message, Anchor Moments. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, Living Faith conferences are coming up quickly.
Yes, they have.
Yes. We are going to be August the 18th through the 20th. We're going to be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota with Pastors Colby and Afton Johnson, Victory Life Church.
Right. And then we're going to move down to Omaha, Nebraska, August 21 through 23. That's Wednesday through Friday at Faith Family Church with Pastors Tony and Jeanette Finley. Now, all the times and locations of all of our conferences are right. You can go to rhema.org and find it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, The ABCs of Bible Faith. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.